This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Satellite images show damage at a key Saudi oil production facility. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has more.
The images examined by the Associated Press come from the European Commission's Sentinel-2 satellite. They appear to show black char marks in the heart of Saudi Aramco's oil processing facility in Bukake. Neither Saudi Arabia nor its state-run oil company have said how much damage was done to the facility, but fuel price analyst Trilby Lundberg says it almost certainly translates to rising crude oil prices.
Markets will have multiple reactions again and again as news comes out and as interpretations are given. Official pronouncements are one thing, but the oil market will be paying extreme close attention.
Lundberg says domestic production should help dampen price effects here in the U.S. Ben Thomas, Washington.
U.S. President Donald Trump just tweeted about the Saudi Arabia attack. He said Saudi Arabia oil supply was attacked. These are his exact words. There is reason to believe that we know the culprit, are locked and loaded depending on verification, but are waiting to hear from the kingdom as to who they believe was the cause of this attack and under what terms we would proceed. That's a tweet that Trump just sent out in the last hour about the Saudi Arabia attack. Police fired chemical-laced blue water and tear gas at protesters outside the Hong Kong government office today as thousands of pro-democracy supporters marched through downtown in defiance of a police ban. In an interview outside the British consulate in Hong Kong, protester Sam Chow said China's current policy on Hong Kong is not working.
Passed the Hong Kong Human Rights and the Freedom Act so that, you know, like they could put on sanctions on those Chinese officials, you know, like that, you know, like try to suppress the freedom in Hong Kong.
He said he'd like to see Britain and the United States take action to pressure China. You're listening to VOA News.